Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Leek. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Herb Skor. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Skor. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Maris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maris moves to third. Klimchuk moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hardy moves to third. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Tanner moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri catches it and throws to first to double up Held. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Webster now playing second base. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Coleman moves to second. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leak is 0 for 1 in the game. Leak hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Garver reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garver scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Webster settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Webster. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard pinch hits for Herb score. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall pinch runs for Don Dillard. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Webster moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball towards right field. Maris makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Maris. Pearsall scores. Webster moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webster scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Lock now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ned Garver. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Moran fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing shortstop. John Sitoris now pitching. Gene Leak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leak is 0-for-2 in the game. Leak takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Bobby Lock. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Sicott now pitching. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leak fields it and throws to first for the out. Klimchuk moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klimchuk scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris takes first base on ball 4. Jablonski moves to third. Smith moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Webster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webster strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Coleman scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Marty Cutina now pitching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Dick Brown. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Harshman pinch hits for Bob Smith. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Harshman now pitching. Russ Nixon now catching. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-4 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.